This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, avoiding shirk through obedience. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There are two types of shirk, polytheism. The first one is known as shirk-e-jali, which is open shirk or open polytheism. The second one is shirk-e-khafi, hidden or concealed shirk or concealed polytheism. Today we will discuss this concealed polytheism through inspecting shirk through obedience. When one obeys other than Allah and disobeys Allah, one falls into the shirk, the polytheism, through obedience. Allah says in the Holy Quran, "Did I not charge you, O children of Adam, that you should not serve Satan? Surely he is your open enemy, he is your manifest enemy. And that you should serve me, this is the right way." In this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah is reprimanding and asking a rhetorical question. The equation is serving Allah versus serving Shaitan. Now, you may say that, you know, generally speaking, very few or probably none. I would say very few people would claim that they worship Shaitan or Satan. Well, that may be true when it comes to open shirk or the shirk-e-jali. But when it comes to shirk-e-khafi, if you notice, many around the world give in to the insinuations of shaitan when they do indecency, for instance, when they do corruption, for instance. That is direct submission to shaitan, Satan. This is shaitan's obedience. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran has stopped us from obeying shaitan. And instead, Allah has commanded us to obey him. So this is where it's very important for us to realize that worshiping shaitan or obedience to shaitan is not only when we claim that we are doing so. Sometimes our actions, they end up having the same effect that we are worshipping shaitan and being obedient to shaitan. Welcome back to your listeners. Today we are discussing shirk through obedience, which is polytheism through obedience, and we are saying do not serve shaitan, the Satan, the accursed Satan. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "No obedience to any creature is allowed when it is a disobedience to the Creator." That means when it is at the expense of being disobedient towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're not allowed to be obedient to anyone. There is, you know, generally speaking, no problem in obeying other than Allah if there's a condition. It is in line with obedience to Allah, right? As a matter of fact, that obedience is prescribed. So for instance, let's take the Imams of Ahlul Bayt. When they say something which definitely is in the line of obedience with Allah, we're supposed to listen to Ahlul Bayt. When Prophet of Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, gives us a directive which definitely and surely is in line of obedience of Allah, then we must submit and surrender and practice that, right? Similarly, if one of our teachers, you know, they tell us something, right, which is in line with the obedience of Allah, we are supposed to listen and follow those instructions. Scholars, similarly, you know, during so many speeches across the world, they convey to us the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what Allah requires. We are supposed to listen and act on it. Similarly, our parents, you know, a lot of times our parents are telling us good things which are in line with the obedience of Allah. And this is where we must obey our parents, right? But if anyone, whoever it can be, possibly, potentially, whoever, right? It doesn't matter. If they are saying something which is not in line with the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make sure not to listen and not to practice that.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.